Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks very much for joining us, everybody. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio, which is a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. Very excited to welcome our next guest to the program, Robin Jelinek. She's a conscious channeler of Athena in Truth, a group of 10 entities delivering messages from universal consciousness. Now, she says something else speaks through her, and the primary reason is to assist humans to get a better understanding of how to manifest what they want to feel and be free of resistance. The group inhabits Robin's body, and actually she receives the download of information. Robin allows it to happen and simply steps aside. She's like a conduit, a facilitator. It flows right through her. She says they're moving through her, and she's the one that speaks for the group. Athena in Truth is helpful to people who are struggling in their lives, whether it be in their relationships or their business. It's really hard to prepare someone, you know, for what to expect, but the one thing you will receive, which is the most important, is the truth. According to Athena, when we are on this emotive plane, the ups and downs of our emotions are oftentimes what mess us up. Athena helps Robin's clients move into a higher state of connection. We want to say hello and introduce you to yourself, according to Athena. We want you to enjoy your life, and we want to be in your joy. Living without reflection is what you could call unconscious living. There's so many joyous events that are going unnoticed. Humans become victims, and they feel downtrodden. Well, love for humans to be more conscious of everything, even the coffee that they drink. And when you're conscious, you find appreciation. They're ecstatic about this opportunity to link with Robin and help humans understand, you know, that they are the creator, that they really are. Now, this is a fascinating conversation I'm looking forward to, because I fully get this and I'm fully in tune with this. A number of people, and these aren't my words, but these are people that are experts as well in this line of thinking. They've always said that I operate from a higher consciousness, and I'm intuitive and a high-level empath. So, and that's kind of fascinating, because now finally I can really define some of the things I've always felt since childhood. So I'm totally understanding what Robin does and why she's so into this, because, again, she's a conduit, a facilitator all of this extraordinary energy. Let's welcome her live and direct from beautiful Naples, Florida, as she joins us as our special guest for the next 30 minutes here on Close Up Radio. Robin, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
You're very, very welcome. And like I was saying, I'm very in tune with all of this. And like you say, you know, being in tune with things like even your cup of coffee or the sun setting or the ocean tide and all the things that are around us, I think it's very important. And it really adds to the grounding and the depth and the beauty of life in so many different ways. It sort of balances out some of the chaos and craziness that life can deliver our way, right?
Yes, it's true. I think so many people get caught up in their day-to-day living that they forget to notice those things. And really, it's those kind of feelings that are sending out information to all that is, or whatever you want to call it, whatever you're comfortable with, of what it is that you're picking and choosing and liking and wanting more of. So if people are unconscious, they they don't always get the things that they're that they probably really want, and oftentimes they're way more conscious of things they don't want, which can be a problem for some people. So that's definitely true what you're saying. You know, when you're admiring and when you're appreciating and when you're enjoying things that are in front of you, what you're really saying to the universe is, I want more of this. I want to feel this way.
Exactly. Now, to kick things off, and that's a beautiful answer, to kick things off further, obviously, you know, we're starting the conversation speaking to you, Robin, but there's something that's going to be transpiring during the course of the conversation that I know our close-up radio listening audience is going to really want to hear. Tell us about that.
It's generally provoked by a question, and I would say most of the times if I pose a question to myself, that's when the group will come forward with an answer. And one of the big messages to people and what we discuss a lot in sessions is the more questions that you ask, the more the universe can give you things in answer to those questions. And oftentimes you're asking the questions because you want to feel a certain way. And so that the two of those things together are probably two of the biggest manifestation tools that a human has is to, you know, how do you learn? You ask, you keep asking questions, and eventually you get the information. And the universe really is no different in that regard. The more you ask, the more information that in regard to what you're asking will be given to you. And not only that, but the reason you're asking, what's really behind it is there's an emotive feeling or a way that you want to feel in your life. And so, you know, as I move with people or I have sessions with people, we'll talk about their life and things that are going on and sometimes things that they don't like that are really going on. And then we very quickly get to the root of that problem or the source of their thinking that's really causing the universe to generate something to them that they would really rather not be experiencing.
Tell us, Robin, who is, you know, I sort of sprinkled in the introduction a little bit about it, but you're in direct contact. Who is Athena?
Well, I would say the way that this got attracted to me, I've always had an interest in metaphysics. I've always done a lot of reading. It was a passion for me. It was something I was very interested in. And I did lack confidence, I would say, in myself. Even if I was good at something, I'd always be feeling intimidated or feeling like I didn't have the confidence that I wished that I had. And one particular time I was having a breathwork session I was doing by myself, more of a meditation type thing. And I posed that question to myself because there again it is, I asked the question, not even realizing that I was going to get an answer right then. But what happened was I felt something breathe my body. It was a response to the question, why am I not confident? What would that feel like if I were confident? And that's when the energy of Athena approached me. And I was really able to feel what confidence felt like because I had never really felt that as Robin.
Fantastic. Athena, why did you choose Robin?
We were wondering when you were going to ask us out. Yes, we chose Robin because she is a very giving, agreeable, really, person, and she makes the perfect vehicle for us to transmit through. You see, she is very open to our invitation when we want to speak through her. We have come here to teach. We want humans to get the life that they came here to have. We want them to know that they are the creators of their life, and they are doing it, yes, through these questions, but they are asking the questions because they want to feel a certain way, and then part of the way that they want to feel is tied into their belief system. So it is really three things that are causing a human to be able to manifest the life that they are wanting, you see. First, you have to ask. Why do you think your parents told you as a child, say please, yes, ask something, and say please when you ask. Then they want you to thank them. They want you to be in gratitude. They want you to appreciate. They want you to know that that thing or that answer that you got, that you were grateful for it. That is the second part of the equation. And then the third part that we are talking about is a belief system. One has to be able to hold that which they are asking for. Obviously, if you ask for a $20 million home tomorrow, Jim, yes, and the money to occupy it, you might not believe that. It's going to be a little hard to manifest that. So you have to incrementally bring up your belief system to the point where you can hold that which you are asking for. We told a little story this morning. Yes, we had a podcast. And we talked about Robin's husband. He was building a boat, a 25-footer, we would tell you. And recently he just flipped it over. He is about to put the top on it and build it. But the reason we told the story is we wanted a human to understand how this manifestation really occurred. Dave started searching and looking all over at boats. He was going to buy one, but he didn't want to spend a lot of money. But he wanted something that was reliable. He wanted something that was newish, yes? And so as he continued to look, all of a sudden the universe brought the idea to him, why don't you just build your own? And so he took that idea and he ran with it. But we want to really tell you what happened there, because as Dave asked, yes, an answer was provided. But not only was that answer provided, it was provided within his belief system. This man had ran a business his whole life where he had bought equipment and fixed it up like new. It's what he believed in. It's what he knew. It's how he manifested, let's use that term, yes, in his life. He knew that he could buy equipment that was really old looking. He could sandblast it down, he could paint it, and he would have a workable, beautiful piece of equipment that looked like brand new that cost him a fraction of the money. So it was very easy for him to manifest this idea to get this boat. So the information we are giving you as humans, this is how you have to do it. You have to do it within your belief system. You have to do it in that way that is familiar to you, that way that you can hold, you see.
Boy, I love the enthusiasm, the passion, and the fervor for the way that was just described. What was this moment of revelation for Robin, and how did this happen?
Oh, we're going to go on and keep talking as long as we are in here. Yes, it is I, Athena, that is doing the talking for Robin, you see. She had to learn. It was a difficult process as we first entered her. And we would tell you that many of the people that we do sessions with are very interested in this. And we are currently writing a book on the topic of how one will be able to channel, how one brings it to themselves, because it is something that humans are very interested in, because they are wanting this connection. What happens with a human is they become the human. They become the experience they are having. And then they judge themselves for the way they did it, whether they had done it good or they had done it bad. Some will get very egotistical and think they are grand, and others will become very low and think they are nothing because they have not done well. They have judged it or deemed it this way, you see. And so this is where the disconnect comes in both ways. So what we do when we move with humans is we like to temporarily plug them back in or let them feel that connection that they have to the high self, to the part of them that is really running the tool, the human. We like to call it the tool, yes? We think that is funny, but it is true. You have this tool, you have this human, and it is out experiencing. It is all that it agreed to. It said it would come to the earth plane, it would be an experiencer. It didn't say it would do everything right. It didn't say it would never make a mistake, but what happened is the human, yes, becomes the human. It forgets about this spirit that is funding the tool, and it starts to feel in a lower vibratory level. It gets downtrodden. It gets judgmental. It gets wrong, you see. And as this happens, you are not able to connect to that higher part of yourself. When you spoke earlier, we were listening in, yes? You have talked to many who have said that they are in this connected state, they are in this higher state where they are able to contact information that they don't know how they got. Well, this is how they get it. But that high information cannot reach you in the low vibratory levels of judgment, of wrongdoing, and all the things that humans are doing to themselves. These experiences that you are having are what are forming you. They are not you, but they are a form of you, you see. You cannot attach to it. You have to have the experience and let it go. You have to move away from it. You have to love yourself for even being brave enough to come to this earth plane and have the experience to begin with.
You know, I love, you know what I'm hearing? I love the confidence. I love, there's a relatability, but there's a confidence, a determination, and a confidence in what is being said and how it's being delivered here that is very, I don't want to use the word addictive, but it just sort of draws you in. It's really fantastic.
What better example could we give you of the question that Robin asked? Where is my confidence? What would it feel like? Here it is.
Right.
This is what happens when a human makes a question to the universe.
Exactly. Your exhibit, it's being exhibited right here and right now through this energy. Absolutely. Why this name Athena?
As Robin asked the question, what would it feel like to be in your power? What would it feel like to be confident? And she is a woman. We can think of no better example than Athena, the goddess Athena, to be one of power, a woman in her confidence. This is the example that was used.
I love that. What is the nature of the messages being channeled through Robin as far as purpose?
We have come to the earth plane because we want to remind humans, really, that they don't need to be perfect, that they just need to be themselves, that they can have some flaws, they can have a glass of wine, they can say a swear word. We don't care. Nobody cares. somewhere along the line, someone has taught a human that they have to be this spiritual post or a pillar, yes, in their community. And we are here to tell you this is not true. You have come here to be an expression of all that is, all you are. And as a human, you are doing that through your experiences. You are deciding in every moment, I like this, I don't like that. There's not one human that is thinking exactly the same on every topic anywhere, you see, and it, nor should there be. But what happens is there are these waysayers or good-sayers or whatever you want to call them upon the earth plane who start coming in and telling everybody how they should be, how they should think, how they should act. We didn't come here to decide how others should live their experiences. You came here to experience yourself, you see.
I just love this energy. It's fantastic. Let's speak to Robin again real quick if we can. How do the clients, Robin, respond to Athena?
They love her. I mean, it's the most natural, unnatural thing in the world. They talk to her like she's another person. She's very relatable. She really gets them and where they're coming from and the difficulties that they are in. And I've had nothing but really positive responses to it. You know, of course, when you're doing something like this, I'm 62 years old. This isn't what I saw myself doing. So I just say right out flat, I'm just a regular person. And I have regular friends and a regular life. And, you know, there's going to be people that judge me for it or think I'm crazy. At times I've thought it's crazy, to be honest. But it is what it is. I mean, and I know it's very useful to people. And there's no way I can do that myself. It's something that it's just like a block of thought that comes through me. It's always flowing, never ending. If I would have a thought about what they were saying or I would start to judge it or decide I didn't like something, the transmission would just stop because I can't be in my consciousness at the same time that they are. So that's really the only thing that I had to hone or work on. I had to get very good at not thinking or having an opinion about any of the exchanges that are going on, because that would kind of suck me in, and then they're not there then. So that's the tricky part. I would describe it to you, if you were out for dinner at a table and you sat down with a person that you didn't know very well and you were having dinner, and all of a sudden you started hearing someone behind you saying your name, talking about you, but yet you wanted to keep your conversation going with this person in front of you because, you know, you don't even know them that well and you don't want to look like you're not paying attention. But it's that difficult sometimes. You can feel that tug or that pull in the background that you have to kind of tune out or learn to ignore.
Yes, and that's vital. Sometimes with the noise of the day and the clutter and all the overload of information, it can be hard to sort of put one foot in front of the other and try to tune all that out, right? We're sort of in this dilemma of where we need time to breathe and reset and reboot and reconnect, but yet at the same time, we feel compelled to have to constantly be connected 24/7 and always never miss any details and always be plugged in or life will pass us by. It's an unusual dichotomy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You know, and I would say that most people, they think they have to work hard. They think everything's hard work, especially when they're on a spiritual path or even for their jobs, I mean, for anything. But I think the biggest message that I've learned through all of this is it should be easy. It should flow. It shouldn't feel like you have to drag yourself to it or work really hard at it. And I think some people are very relieved after they have sessions that they don't have to do certain practices. You can do them if you're called to them, if they feel good to you and it makes you feel in a connected state. But so many people are doing things that they would really particularly not rather do because they think it's the way. So I think the most important thing is you get really good at just following yourself and your own guidance system, which every human has. You're going to know right away when someone talks to you whether they're truthful or whether something they're trying to sell you or give you or talk about is not true. You have that system within you. Everybody does. And so it's really getting to hone that and honor that that really concrete system that's already in place in a human that really lets you know in every moment exactly what's going on.
Which is really fantastic. You know, one thing that really hit me that I know is very important to you is living without reflection is what we call unconscious living. Tell us about, you know, maybe the importance of having some reflection and learning from the reflection and maybe even appreciating some of what we see in the reflection of life.
Oh, we're coming back in because we think we can answer that better than anyone, you see.
Yeah.
It's not so hard, really, to follow the guidance system that you have within you because it will never let you down. It will always speak to you in the way that you feel. But the problem with a human is they get confused about it. They think that this guidance system that they have pertains to the people in front of them. So perhaps someone's doing something you don't like, or you want to blame someone for a situation that is in your own life. But the correction we would make is we would tell you that the guidance system is only for you and for how you move and for how you think. So you can take the one in front of you out of the equation. Now, you may have attracted them unknowingly in some way in your thinking to you, yes? This person that might be giving you trouble or whatever it is, yes? But what we really want you to know is that the emotion that you are feeling is one that you are holding within your own body. It is yours. It is not about the one in front of you. And the reason you have the one in front of you is they are there to show you that this is what lives within you, you see. This is the most reflective quality that there is. The people that are in front of you, the job that you're working, the spouse that you are getting along with or not getting along with, the job that you have that you love or you hate. This is what is being reflected back to you about the way you are sending out or emitting your experiences to the world, to the universe, you see.
Yes. See, that's fantastic. That really is amazing. I think it's fantastic to really be in touch with this in this deep way that that is happening here. And you know, life guidance from all that is really what this is about, right? I mean, Athena in Truth is this group of energies delivering messages from universal consciousness. What would you say to somebody that's listening right now who is really enjoying this conversation? They're really starting to, you know, gravitate towards what we're talking about and the relatability and the understanding of it, but they're still on the fence. They're still not quite sure about it and how it can benefit their life and how this energy can really be, you know, tapped into and captured. What would you say to somebody listening right now who is grasping and following along but sort of a little bit on the edge as far as how this can help them?
Oh, we would tell you if a listener is on here right now and they've not hung up the phone, they are already receiving or understanding to some degree the information that is being transmitted here today. There's been a crack made, and once a crack is made, you know what happens. Water leaks in. Information leaks in, you see. And so we would tell you that anybody that is listening to this, that is even the least bit open-minded, is going to start to expand because of it. They're going to want to know more. They're going to go look around on the internet. They're going to research more, you see. And they're going to start to realize or look around their own lives and look at what is in it and imagine, know that they're the ones that have created it. Some want to be a victim to it. They don't realize that they're negative thinking, that they're focused in areas that are not of benefit to them, yes, are some of the things that are contributing to the things they're not wanting in their lives. So we would tell you to that answer of that question, there will be nobody that is still on the line that shouldn't be on the line because they're already knowing it or they would have hung up the phone. See, it has to be the right time. It's not for everybody. You have to be at the ripe time or the time that you are ready to expand. Let's use that term, yes? And if that is the case for you, it is great. We have many say to us, how do you convince people who you are? How do you get them to believe that this could possibly be true? And we would say to you, because we know that you have a guidance system and that when we get run through it, guess what? We come out sneaky clean. Is there any question in your mind right now? We don't want you to blank us, yes? We want you to tell us it like it is. But is there any question in your mind that this is Athena you are speaking to, or do you think you're talking to Robin right now?
You know, that I like that, the way that's presented. There's a confidence and a resilience in Athena that is, again, very alluring, and I could see how Robin would respond to Athena in an automatic way, because Athena just has this this bold confidence that totally believes what she feels, wants to share it with the world, and wants to brighten the world in ways that we might even not think can be brightened, and leave the room better than it was found. And I think that's fantastic.
Oh, but we have asked you a question. We are waiting, yes? We want you to use your guidance system. Who do you think you are talking to? Do you feel as though as you run to your guidance system, do you feel that we are who we say we are or not?
Right. I think right now it's Athena.
Absolutely. But this is the thing, yes? Many humans will say to us, how are you going to convince someone? We are not, you see. We do not wish to. We want them to convince themselves. We want them to use their guidance system. And this is the main reason or core behind the teaching that we bring. We teach humans to get more powerful in the belief of self, you see. We could go on and on. We could talk about alternate realities. We could talk about different planes of existence. We could talk about aliens. They exist, yes? We're not denying it. But we're not keen on that, because what are you going to do with it? How are you going to authenticate it? What good is it really to anyone? We want to talk about things that are going to change your life, things that are going to bring you things that you want to get, you see. We want you to get something out of our exchange. We don't want to entertain you.
That's right, exactly. It isn't for just entertainment purpose or entertainment purpose at all, exactly. What is generally the response? Is there maybe a success story quickly in the 2 minutes, 3 minutes we have that you could share where you've worked with a client and they've had an opportunity to be really understanding and connecting to all of this in a way that their life has been enhanced greatly as a result?
We have had so many wonderful sessions and positive responses and reviews, yes. One of them in particular that is standing out in this moment is Robin received a beautiful painting from an artist in the mail, yes. And he went on to tell her how life-changing it was. She does a weekly or several times a week podcast that this one listens to, and he has done private session with her as well. And the thing we would like to say, yes, that is, unusual, really, of Athena, yes, is that people don't do tons of sessions over and over, because the amount of value that they get in just one session and the lasting effect that they get from that session that they have is almost life-changing. And we don't care how many people that are trying to make a living doing something. Yes, we're not saying that Robin's trying to make a living doing it, but she is a professional. Yes, it is what she does, a lot of private sessions. Doesn't care about repeat sessions, because her success is knowing that this is retained, that this one moves, that there is a huge positive response to the meetings that she has, you see.
And that's
look at the material
important.
We've covered. How long have we been talking, Jim? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Not very long.
Yeah.
Covered a lot of ground, haven't we? You should have seen what we cover in an hour. It is staggering.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it, exactly. Even in this 30-minute conversation that we've just had, it's not enough. Perhaps there's more room to expand. I think this is really fascinating and really an opportunity to, obviously be chatting with Robin and Athena here on our show. And I do encourage folks to go to the website if you'd like to connect even deeper. Go to www.athenaintruth.com. That's Athena, A-T-H-E-N-A. And then I-N, the word in, and then the word truth, T-R-U-T-A.com, to connect and learn more. This was fantastic, and I want to thank you so much for joining us. I can't believe we only have a few seconds left here, but I do hope that you will come back and maybe we can explore some more together on Close Up Radio. That would be a true pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It was really a pleasure meeting you. I really enjoyed it.
you are amazing at what you do, you and Athena. And I thank you both for joining us here on the program. Jim Masters, Close Up Radio, thank you for joining us, everybody. And I encourage you to stay right here. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another amazing guest. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.